Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the website are completely free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Let's go right into the phone calls and talk to Brian in Colorado on the amplifier line. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, well, we're doing fine, but the last time we heard from you, you had just gotten into a car accident in a limousine and had broken all kinds of things. How are you doing?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm back at home.
Are you laid up, or, are you able to move around?
Well, I got crutches and a wheelchair, but I can't put any weight on my right leg for 3 months.
Wow.
And I can't bend my torso to my leg more than 90 degrees.
Jeez.
So I'm just kind of sitting here watching all the beautiful things go by outside.
That's a great excuse to listen to some Free Talk Live, then.
That's right.
Sitting around.
You're an amplifier. You can listen to all the back episodes, too.
That's true.
That's right. Well, I've already done that.
All right.
Are you kidding?
Now what am I going to do?
I don't know.
So what's on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, the lesson on the accident here is that I said it a couple weeks ago when I called, and it's, again, everybody who's listening has been in the back seat of a taxi cab or a limo without their seatbelt fastened, cruising down the road thinking, there's a professional driver. I did the same thing. Don't do it. It just takes a second to buckle up.
There you go.
So there's a lesson. Well, while I was gone for a few weeks, this all happened when I was away from home in Tulsa. My wife was out fixing fences in the back pasture, and a couple of sheriff's cars come racing by our dirt road, and she watched them, which is unusual. We never see cops out here. They go racing up, and right through the gate. I guess they had the security code. They got in the gate, and we were right up to our driveway.
They had your security code?
Yeah, they had security code for the gate. I guess the neighborhood association gives that to them.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, right. So now they're on private roads, on private property, but they just go right up our driveway.
Well, they don't care about all that private stuff. They don't really,
Yeah.
That doesn't cross their minds.
That's right. Well, the reason I thought about this is because you were talking a couple weeks ago, I'm just catching up, about how cops can come in if you have an alarm system and you're not home, but they can just kind of go right in if they feel like it.
Well, we think. So we don't know what the parameters are of that, and I had actually advised that caller to contact the alarm company because they would know better than we would, but that was hypothesis.
We don't have an alarm. That's the thing. I mean, we're just house on the prairie out here.
Right.
So anyway, she hops in the four-wheel and starts driving up as fast as she can. And by the time she got up here, the cops were in the house looking around. Just looking around. They just walked right in.
Hmm.
And they said, is this 1611? And Heidi said, well, no, it's our address. Oh, okay. Well, we're at the wrong house then.
That was
and
it?
1611 is next door, and it's a half-mile long driveway, but their sign, so 1611 is right on the other side of their road from our sign.
Mm-hmm.
This has our number on it. So, just as fast, they got in their cars and, raced up to there, and apparently there was some kind of a suicide a notice. Somebody, the kid lives up there, their friends called and said he was kind of suicidal. They called from Virginia. And the cops responded here, and they went up there, and it wasn't a big deal. It really was more of a prank.
Mm, great.
But the thing that concerned me is, near my house. Get out of my house. I mean, what happens if I had a little pot plant in the corner there?
Sure, or a bong sitting out on the table. And not that you do that sort of thing, but yeah, I can guarantee that they all of a sudden would have become a little bit more interested in you if that had been the case.
Exactly, or they would have come back later.
Hmm. Perhaps. Man, that's pretty sick.
And at that point, they would have had, reasonable suspicion because they broke into the house.
Yeah, they had been in the house already.
I was just going to say that you obviously have a very large plot of land. I don't know if it's obvious that you're wealthy, but, you have a gate with a code on it, right? So, not the poorer members of society don't necessarily have these luxuries. Do you think you were treated a little bit better than the average person would have been who had their door kicked in by the cops?
Well, we weren't there at the time, so maybe, I don't know. Maybe if I was there, smoking a bong on the couch, then they kicked in the door, they might have treated me a little different.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, it wasn't even, I'm sorry, ma'am, we're at the wrong house. It's, we got the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went out as fast as they came in.
Was the front door
common courtesy would say, "Oh, you know, we're sorry, we made a mistake. You know, sorry to interrupt you. We'll do the right thing now."
Right. Well, they don't teach these guys courtesy because they've got guns on their hips and they don't have to care about all that sort of those minor details. Now, I presume that your front door was unlocked, right? I mean, because your gate is locked, and you presume that would keep all the, you know, riffraff out. But indeed, it didn't keep the cops out, and so they just waltzed right in. They didn't have permission to come into your home.
Yeah, I wonder what would happen if the door was locked. I mean, would they have broken in because there's an emergency happening? Or there's someone about to die inside? I mean, would they have justification to break open the door with their medieval, you know, battering ram?
Based on a phone call. On a phone call from somebody in another state, they would have done that, perhaps.
Exactly.
It's just absolutely out of control. And what can you do about it, right? You, as the citizen who has been clearly violated by the police, they've violated your privacy, they've violated your castle, and what can you do? You can't bring charges against these guys, can you?
What am I going to go down and talk to the sheriff, you know? A couple of your deputies broke in. Oh, it was okay, you know, citizen. They thought there was somebody in trouble there. You know, I mean, that's all I get. They pat me on the head and say, you know, go on your way, pay your taxes.
Yeah, exactly. The sheriff's not going to do anything about it, and good
we
luck
know
finding,
what the excuse is, you know.
Good luck finding a lawyer that's going to take your case.
Right.
I mean, what are you going to do? What kind of damages can you get? I mean, they didn't break your door down, so you can't get a new door from them or anything like that. Your wife was inconvenienced in that she had to go leave her job on the fence to go into the house and see what all the commotion was about. But, you know, there's not really any heavy damages that could come from this.
And she was as upset as if she had been, you know, broken in by burglars and have stuff taken out. I mean, there were some strangers in her house.
Yeah. And who knows if they're really cops, right? I mean, for all she knows, they're guys wearing cop uniforms.
That's right.
There's a story like that at least every few months.
Right, except in many cases, those stories are usually the cops breaking in on a drug warrant of some cases.
No, I meant
cases.
Fake cops.
Oh, I see. Fake cops. Yeah, I mean, they're really out there. There's no doubt about that. Brian, scary story, man.
Yeah, you know, if they did break the door, and let's say the county paid... The cops aren't paying me. I'm paying me. My neighbors are paying for that, for their errors, too, anyway, because it's all tax money.
Yep, exactly right. And I wonder if those cops even got a stern talking to over this. You know, I wonder if the attitude of the police is, we broke into the, you know, Brian's house down there. His wife sure looks nice. You know, who knows what kind of things they would have said? Because we saw there was a video footage from the cops in Miami that had shot an unarmed woman in the streets with rubber bullets.
Forehead.
It shot her in the forehead during a protest. She was a lawyer in town. She had just happened to join the protest. She wasn't dressed like a protester would dress. She was dressed very nicely. They shot her in the head, and then they all laughed about it on videotape in one of their meetings later on. That videotape hit YouTube, luckily, and other people were able to see it. But just this sort of cavalier attitude on the part of the police, they just don't seem to care about your rights. It's all fun and games for them.
All right.
Any other thoughts?
Well, I was wondering, I'm not going to hire a lawyer or anything. I mean, that's kind of overdoing it. But what happens if they did find a pot plant in the corner or something, and then they came back later? Now that would be an interesting court case to see if they had probable cause.
Well, technically that should be able to be thrown out, and you can probably afford to have it thrown out, but most people would not. Most people wouldn't know what to do, and they probably wouldn't even be able to begin to afford a lawyer in that case. Thanks for the call, Brian. Appreciate the story, and we'll see you later. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. The cops are out of control. Out of control in this country.
I don't know. What do you do in that circumstance? I suppose as the police officer, I mean, try to imagine yourself as the police officer. You're supposed to take this call seriously, that there's a suicide attempt being, you know, going on.
I don't think they should be responding to suicide attempts. Kid's in his own house, he wants to blow his brains out, then why don't they respond after it's already done?
Then the parents can pay to have some forensic company come and clean it up.
You know what? People should be able to take their lives. I mean, they would have arrested that kid. They probably did.
Yeah,
if he was attempting suicide, that's a crime in America.
Likely the situation would have been escalated by their presence. I would agree with you.
Remember the story where the cops responded to a suicidal man and then ended up shooting him?
Yeah.
And then they escalated the situation to the point where they shut down the entire neighborhood? We have a suicide attempt! Get out of your houses, citizens! 800-259-9231. Some amazing audio on the way. We'll share it with you. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
This is a special bulletin. The Holy Tea Club is about ready to launch. A few founding member positions are still available. If self-employment income is important to you, go to holyteaclub.com. Formulated by Dr. Bill Miller, Holy Tea is a unique herbal blend of safe, all-natural ingredients designed to gently cleanse the digestive tract and detoxify the body. Dr. Miller's Holy Tea may also be used as an element in any weight loss program and is much more effective than Chinese green tea. Also, with continued use of Holy Tea, one may experience clearer, healthier, and younger-looking skin, increased energy, increased mental clarity and focus, a better memory, more resistance to diseases, better overall health, more comfort with the body, and a happier outlook on life. Holy Tea has been helping people for over 20 years, and now Holy Tea can help you. Here's your chance to help others while creating financial stability for yourself at the same time. Join the club. Go to holyteaclub.com. That's HolyTeaClub.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site are for free, including archives and entire year's worth of the show. Right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Enjoy them on us at FreeTalkLive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
Coming up, we're going to have some audio for you. It's less than a minute long, but it may very well be either the saddest or the funniest audio you've heard all week.
It depends on your disposition.
We will see. But first, we're going to the phones and Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Jeremy, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the other night.
You called in. That's how it works. Mm-hmm. What's up?
Well, you know, I'm really mad about what Alex and Jack's been talking about, you know, about how these cops are instituting, you know, violence and peaceful demonstrations. And, I mean, do they want anarchy to reign? Is that how bad they want it?
I'm not sure. I mean, wait a minute. I mean, are you upset that people are reporting on the police instituting initiating force? Because I think what you're referring to, I'm not sure who Alex or Jack are, and I don't think most of our listeners know who they are either, but I think what you're referring to is the story that we talked about. Nobody knows who that is. Anyway, the story we talked about on this show was that there were some cops in Canada at a protest undercover with bandanas on over their faces that were trying to get the protesters to start something with the cops. They had they had infiltrated the crowd and were trying to initiate violence. Are you in some way in favor of that?
Well, not really. I'm just saying, is that what they really want? You know, the peaceful people of these two countries here, Canada in the United States, do they really want us to show our ugly face? I mean, is that how bad they want to make us look bad? Do you get where I'm coming from?
Who is they, I guess, is my question.
Well, like the cops and the New World Order, and anytime you go out and protest some kind of oil this or energy that, you know, they always have something out there, you know, that wants to make the people that are protesting these things look bad in the first place. That way all the neocons and, you know, all the people out there that...
You know, Jeremy, I'm not much for the conspiracy crowd necessarily. I don't know how high into the administrative ranks these orders come from. I don't know who gave the order for these undercover cops to infiltrate this particular protest. But it's not unheard of. It goes on frequently. If there is a protest, there's a good chance that there are going to be undercover officers in there instigating violence inside the protest, so the police have an excuse to come in there and start cracking heads. I don't know if there's a conspiracy to surround it. I don't know why they do it. It may simply be because the cops are hooked on adrenaline. That may be one of the factors. They don't like the protesters, and they want an excuse to go in and hurt people. I think that might just be what you're dealing with. It's just some violent police officers.
Another show today was talking about how they tried to do the same thing in Seattle. I had all these guerrilla, pumped-up, steroid-looking police officers, you know, acting like protesters, going around grabbing people and...
Yep. It's typical police tactics, and it's really sad that it's going on in America. Thank you for the call, Jeremy. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you're ever in a protest, be on the lookout for these guys. There's a good chance that they're in there with you. Anybody that's advocating, this just generally goes across the board. Not just protests, but also you'll find them online, on message forums. We know for a fact, for instance, that the feds are monitoring the NH3.com forums. We know for a fact because they've testified in court that they monitor the forums. Beyond that, we can see their computers. You know, you can see who's connected, and you can see who's the government guys and who aren't on the forums. And so we know they're being monitored, and
what,
we know...
We have a BBS for our radio show. Do the government guys monitor them?
I don't know if anyone's ever looked into our BBS, as far as... presumably. But anyway, my point is that... Wherever there are protesters, wherever there are people that are organizing against the system, you might as well just plan on having some undercover cops, whether they're feds or the local boys, infiltrating your organization. You might as well just plan on it, because it goes on. They're even infiltrating the Quakers in America. They're infiltrating peace groups, anti-war activists that would never consider harming a hair of a fly on the...
There aren't any violent groups out there. They would have taken care of that already, because violent groups commit crimes.
Yeah.
What they want to do is infiltrate groups. It's their job. So what are they going to do? They've got to find. They have to go after the Friends and the Quakers and.
And what they want to do is they want to encourage you to use violence. They want to encourage you to use violence against the state, so they'll have that opportunity to crack in your head at some point. That's what it's all about. We've talked to Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com, former law enforcement officer, who made it very clear to us that there's a culture of adrenaline junkies in the police organizations of this country. Not all of them are this way.
No.
There are plenty of good cops out there, but in a job where you can really sort of ramp up the excitement in certain instances, these guys feed off of that adrenaline rush. As Barry explained it to us, when you first give out your first few tickets, you get that rush because you never know what's going to happen. You could be dealing with anybody, but most of the time when you give out tickets, nothing happens. So you've got to amplify that. You've got to escalate it. You've got to take it to the next level. As Barry said, he left people's handcuffs undone so they could get out and run away, so he'd have the excuse to run after them and throw their head into the pavement.
Well, that's his experience, and I don't know, you know, how it was for him.
We talked to a former DEA officer who told us the only reason why he kept doing drug raids, he knew that wasn't doing any good as far as ending the war is concerned, as far as winning the war was concerned. He kept raiding people's homes because he liked the adrenaline rush he got from it.
We did.
They're junkies. They're hooked on the adrenaline.
That's their experience. But, you know, if you saw this video this gentleman was referring to, essentially there were, you know, some police lined up and some peaceful protesters. They were peaceful. And then there were some violent guys that sort of showed up. And strangely, these violent guys had on the same boots as the police officers.
Yep.
And then it was a really strange, surreal act, the way the violent guys were taken away. It was, you know, kind of... They were taken down very calmly.
Very awkward.
Yeah, it was very odd. So go look at it if you don't think that the police are infiltrating these groups and trying to set people up. Really, I mean, it'd be one thing if they were just infiltrating the groups and keeping an eye on people. It's something entirely different when they amp these things up, and that's what one of these terrorist raids in Europe was all about too.
This is why people think that Tom in New Hampshire is a Fed. That guy that calls the show and advocates violence against cops. Some people think he's an undercover Fed, but he's not. He's just an eccentric. But you've got to, you know, it's hard to separate them. Because if you're in an organization that's out doing some sort of political activity, some sort of activism, and you have a new member come in who all of a sudden starts to sort of rattle sabers, right? He doesn't want to do any of the violence, but he thinks that you guys should do some of the violence. He thinks that the next protest, you ought to throw some bottles at the police or something like that. Don't listen to what these people are saying. The odds are good they're an undercover cop, and they want to get you into trouble. And in many cases, if you're actually out at a protest and someone starts agitating for violence or picks up a rock, as these cops did, they had rocks in their hands and were talking about throwing them at the cops. If someone picks up a rock or a bottle, do everything you can to dissuade that person from doing something and get the hell away from them. Don't associate with them. They're trouble. Whether or not they're a cop, they're trouble. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt Debt Management Program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go, the features for free. The wiki's there, over 1,400 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. And, well, you can edit it too. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, talk to Scott in California, listening on KSCO. Hello, Scott. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, fellas.
Hey.
Back in the 60s, a former KKK member said he could always tell who the FBI agent was. He was the one always recommending to bomb something.
Mm. Yep.
So agent provocateurs is an old trick. It's usually used in fascist states. Okay, I have a story
to
share.
Welcome to America.
Yeah, welcome to America, brothers. I have a story to share. It happened about 15 years ago. I used to live on board my dad's tugboat with my wife and baby. And when he died, a lawyer got an ex-felon to serve me with some papers. He boarded without permission, came right into the wheelhouse. I was in the forecastle downstairs. I racked a rubber shotgun shell into my shotgun and told him to get, because he wouldn't get out. And then he never saw the gun. And he left. Okay, he went right to the phone. He called the cops and he said that I chased him down the pier with a shotgun. A plainclothes cop arrived, and he told me to come out without identifying himself as a cop. I thought he was a friend of this ex-felon that I was familiar with, okay? He told me 3 times to come out. Without that happening, a SWAT team showed up, 11 police cars, a fire truck, and an ambulance. They arrested me, put cuffs on me.
Wow.
I still have nerve damage from the cuffs. A sergeant, as I was getting into the car, looked at the cuffs, and he loosened them, because I was just going to take it like a man, all the way to, in the back of the car. But I was released on OR, and this is in Richmond, California. This is
in
Richmond? Richmond.
Okay.
Okay?
I've been there.
Oh, okay.
It's not nice.
There's some stories about that town. Let me tell you, I'm from Richmond.
Okay.
But make a long story short, shortly after that, the police broke down a door in Richmond looking for a gang member without identifying themselves, okay?
Mm.
And a Vietnamese father fired through the door, and a policeman was hit in the thumb. And he was acquitted, and they were reprimanded, you know, for not identifying themselves.
Mm-hmm. Amazing, because generally when a police officer gets hurt, it just doesn't seem to matter. Whether or not they were doing something wrong or right.
That's right. I was very impressed to see a little bit of justice. We've got to keep the pressure up. Truth is like a fire.
It spreads, no doubt about it. Thanks for the call, Scott.
God bless.
Sorry to hear about your story. And it's, you know, the more stations we get on, the more people we're going to come across with these awful, tyrannical stories.
Yeah, it's sad.
The police not identifying themselves. I mean, it's bad enough that they can kick in a door and just raid people's homes on just the flimsiest of evidence. And, of course, I'm referring to the thousands of armed police raids that happen on a yearly basis. Was it the 40,000? Isn't that what Radley Balco says over at theagitator.com?
I thought it was 20,000.
Reason
okay.
Magazine's Radley Balco, who's actually created an amazing map of some of the most awful police raids.
Even Popular Mechanics has come out against. Popular Mechanics. That you couldn't get a more middle of the line, it wouldn't take a political stance. They've come out against police raids. Maybe it was Popular Science.
It's the war on drugs that has really brought the militarization of the police to America. Before the war on drugs, we didn't have SWAT teams. We didn't have any of this kicking in the door crap.
Right.
If you were after somebody, you could stake out down the street and wait till they go to the grocery store. Or something like that.
You know, I would say that drug use is generally bad for society or whatever, but the fact is drug abuse is fine. The drug war, far, far worse than any kind of drug use that's out there.
And
I'm sorry, any drug that one can use.
And this is one of the reasons. The fact that, you know, we heard from Brian earlier in Colorado, the cops just coming right into his house. On a phone call from somebody who alleged someone was committing suicide, which
here in America
turned out to be true.
Police acting like they own the place. That is not the American way. That is not being a king of your castle. That is not a sovereign individual.
That makes you a serf. That makes you a sucker.
Sorry, that just doesn't, it just doesn't jibe.
Let's talk to Cliff in Idaho as we go back to the phones. Cliff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Yeah, how we doing there? You ought to check out the... I've got some tapes from Dr. Corsi in that, you know, when he got his press pass, you know, from my
I don't
world
know who that
did.
Who?
And he went to Montebello on that, and, you know, him and a person I know also that was there, they witnessed that deal with the three mounted police, you know, had the same boots on, and they had
the
rocks.
Undercover cops, the agents provocateur.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to JudicialWatch/SPP, read the minutes of that meeting, because somebody got them through a Canadian got them through a, you know, like a FOIA down here.
Freedom of Information Act.
And it's going to blow your mind.
Well, can you give us the executive summary? Because we may not have time to do it. Many of our listeners are certainly not going to. So what is it that is so mind-blowing?
Well, what is mind-blowing is they're going to connect, you know, make one state out of Canada, Mexico, and the United States. And they're also going to tie in the power structure, you know, for your energy and that, where they can shut everything off with one switch from one location. And, you know, they're lying to everybody saying it doesn't even exist, the SPP. Well, the hell it don't. I got a hold of my state representative here, and I gave her some documents I'd pulled off the web, you know, from the CIA even. And I'm telling you something, we're in bad trouble.
The CIA is putting up its papers on the web, on the internet now.
The CIA has been putting
I don't
up
think
for
that
long.
The SPP makes a lot of sense. Why would the Washington politicians want to give up their power to some other group of politicians that would be, you know, over Canada, Mexico?
Because they're making
the
a lot
States.
Of money. I mean, they had these business people, the elite global.
They're making
business.
A lot of money now. Lobbyists are giving politicians all kinds of money. I don't see why they would want to. They might make a lot of money in one check, but then they'd be useless.
The thing about it is, too, a lot of it's threats and stuff like that. Like, Gonzalez resigned. He's getting out the 17th of September, so you better be watching what goes on after that, because he's no dummy. And not only that...
Gonzalez is getting kicked out.
Not really. No.
Well, it sounds speculative.
The stock market went down 57 points today, and I also talked to the interpreter of the Chinese guy.
Wasn't it up 300 on Friday?
Pardon?
Wasn't it up 300 on Friday?
What I'm trying to tell you is, if you let me finish here, sir,
okay.
is that it's going to go down in the next 3 weeks. You can't believe. I don't know whether you're dealing in the stock market or whatever.
Yeah, I got all kinds of stocks in there. I sincerely hope you're wrong.
I'm gonna
tell you
something
time
right now.
That's for sure. And Dan Cliff, thank you for the speculation. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Look, I understand his concerns about the North American Union. A lot of people seem to think that it's on the way. I don't know how far we are down that road.
It sounds like a red herring to me. It's something that they want people to worry about so that they can continue to do the things that they've been continuing. And by they, I mean the politicians. The United States government is not going to give a bit of sovereignty to some North American union. The most they might want to do is tear down some trade restrictions between Canada and Mexico. And I don't think that that's a terrible thing.
I don't know, man. As I understand it, the European Union certainly exists. I've heard rumors about an Asian Union of some sort, and the rumors are certainly flying around. I don't know what's going to happen. Don't know when it's going to happen. Cliff thinks the stock market's going to fall in 3 weeks. Maybe he's right. Maybe he's wrong. And everybody's got their predictions about the stock market, right? If anybody was correct, then they'd all of a sudden be selling all kinds of newsletters, and people would be subscribing to them, and they'd be making billions. So, only time will tell. 800-259-9231 until then, it's just speculation. And if they, you know, this North American Union thing does start to become a little more tangible, become a little more concrete, we can actually find some real solid evidence beyond the conspiracy websites, we'll certainly bring it to you. You know, we'll pay attention. I'm sure our listeners are paying attention. More on the way. You can take control. Dennis, Gene, we got Zach, and hopefully we'll have time for this minute-long audio, 48 seconds of audio that will be a nice little end cap for the show, I think. It's amazing. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Just enough time for your call, maybe, if you make the call now. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and amplify the show. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You know our website's free. You know all the features. We give them away. But if you're an amplifier, that helps us get on more radio stations. It helps us spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So if that's valuable to you and you want to help out Free Talk Live, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Read more about the program, and you will get some perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum and chat room as well. All the details are there, how we're spending the money. We detail that for you, amp.freetalklive.com. Speaking of the AMP-only call-in line, let's talk to Zach in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live, Zach, on the AMP line. Hello, Zach. Zach? Okay, we'll try him back. Let's go instead to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi. Have you guys been following what's going on with the We the People organization and Bob Schultz?
Well, we've paid attention to them in the past. I can't say that I know what's going on today.
What's the latest? And last we knew, they were suing the government over the First Amendment's right to petition for redress of grievances.
Right, and one of the petitions is, of course, regarding the income tax, and they sell a, or they were giving away, or I guess in some cases they were having, you know, their meetings where they would, people would pay $20 to go to the meeting, and then they would get this package for how to stop withholding from income tax on your wages until the government would answer the petition for redress of grievances regarding income taxes.
Mm-hmm. Which sounds completely fair to me. There's a, you know, in the First Amendment, it's the part that nobody really seems to pay much attention to. It says that Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion, whatever, and then, or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievance. What
right.
does that mean?
Exactly what they're bringing up, is that they have the right to petition and the government absolutely has a duty to answer. Well, of course, the government is not answering.
No, the government, why in the world would they answer? As a matter of fact, they sent out letters to the representatives and senators and asked them to meet them there and on the mall in Washington to hear some of their grievances. Nobody showed up.
And of course, they used the V for Vendetta outfit as their march. And it's very all very interesting. People can read it on their website, which is givemeliberty.org.
Now, what's going on with this package, though, Gene? There's some new development about this package that they're bringing out.
See, the government brought a lawsuit against the We the People organization, claiming that this was an abusive tax shelter. You know how the government loves to throw that around. So they're claiming that the We the People organization is an abusive tax shelter, and they have some actions going in court. Now, if they succeed, which, you know, the government seems to always succeed in their own courts.
Sure.
They will effectively shut down the We the People organization claiming that they're an abusive tax shelter and take away all the assets. And, you know, it's basically doing through a civil action that which they can't do in a court of law because they've been losing these court cases. I mean, they lost this one with Beecraft, and they've lost the one with Vernie Kuglin right here in Memphis, Tennessee, a few years ago. And there's the one that they...
Wait a minute, Gene. If they shut down We the People via this other lawsuit, what will happen to We the People's lawsuit that's currently making its way towards the Supreme Court?
It will completely stop because there will be no money left in order to prosecute that case. All of that stuff will end if they succeed at this civil action. And, you know, the government loves to listen to themselves in their own courts. So the chances of We the People actually winning in this is probably pretty darn slim. It looks to me like the government is pulling the rug out from under a very successful campaign to cause them to answer petitions for redress of grievance by simply taking all the money through a civil action. And
now, Bob Schultz, he's the guy that's behind We the People. He doesn't seem like the kind of dude to throw in a towel, so I don't know if he would just stop if the government did win in this case. But he also seems like the kind of guy, unlike Eugene, who you know, wants to work within the system. Do you feel like Bob Schultz is going to finally throw up his hands and say, okay, this is it, we can't win from within the system, it's time for some sort of other action?
They're a 501c3 organization. They're a tax-exempt organization. You can actually make a donation to We the People, and it's tax-exempt. You can claim it on your income tax return. Well, because they've gotten into bed with the government by claiming that, you know, wanting to be that tax-exempt organization, if they succeed in locking up all their finances, effectively all their actions will cease. Everything that We the People tried to do will end. At that point, it would be up to the individual people to do whatever they want to do. But yeah. Bob Schultz, at that point, will simply be one individual amongst all
of us. People ask me why I don't incorporate Free Talk Live, and it's that exact reason. I have no interest in getting into any sort of agreement with the government. I don't want their protection. I don't want their promises. I don't want their crap. Gene, any final thoughts?
Well, it's just you sleep with the devil, and it comes back.
Exactly. Their 501c3 looks like that's going to be their undoing, and I'm sorry to hear that. And, of course, we'll keep up to date on the situation. And thanks for the call, Gene. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I know those guys are going to fight to the bitter end. However bitter it is, we'll find out.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Dennis in New Hampshire. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Gentlemen, a couple quick points.
Yes.
The We the People Foundation, the founder Bob Schultz, is one of the confirmed speakers of New Hampshire Liberty Forum 2008.
I saw that. That's pretty cool.
So, something to be aware of. You can't register yet, but there's a rumor that you're going to be able to register probably in the next few days. So,
excellent.
There you go.
Excellent. What else?
But hey, I want to know. Yeah, you all been talking about the stock market. You know, I'm looking at the NASDAQ. Over the last 3 months, it's been completely 100% flat. So, that's about as stable as you can get. You know, whatever. But lastly, the security partnership, new North American Union crazy thing.
Right, with the introducing the Amero dollar thing.
Yeah, well, I'd like to start a rumor.
Okay, great. Everyone else is.
Yeah, well, this rumor is that New Hampshire may opt out of it, whether it exists or not.
Yeah, I guess, you know, we opted out of the real ID. Why in the world couldn't the New Hampshire legislature opt out of the North American Union?
Yeah, and then, like, you know, or should one ever be constructed, you know?
Yeah,
I think that's
a fine
idea.
There is one or will be one. We won't play along.
Fine idea, Dennis. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's try the amplifier line unscreened. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
This is Zach in South Carolina.
Hey there, Zach. What's on your mind?
I just had a few things that college students could do. One thing is that textbooks are really expensive, but they're a lot cheaper if you get them used and online. And a great place to do that is Amazon.freetalklive.com.
You
get used textbooks for much lower than bookstore prices.
Shockingly low prices, because the kids that used them last year, they don't need them anymore, and they'll sell them at pennies on the dollar.
And also, students can go on Facebook.com and find campus groups dedicated to Ron Paul presidential campaign.
Excellent. That's an excellent way to get involved. And by the way, if anybody uses Amazon.freetalklive.com, whether it's a used item or a new item you're buying, Free Talk Live will get a percentage. Any other suggestions, Zach?
That's all for now.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. All right, I just have enough time for this South Carolina audio. Millions of Americans have already seen, people around the world have seen and heard this audio. But
I feel bad that we're even given her title. Because people, I feel bad for this poor girl.
Now, there's an article on People magazine that I found on FARC that says that, she was caught off guard with this question. It's in the Miss Teen USA pageant. It's one of the questions she was asked up on stage, and that she was confused. And, you know, I understand. You get nervous when you're on stage.
Sure. She's nervous on stage, yes.
On the other hand,
it is funny.
She doesn't seem like the brightest bulb in the basket, so to speak.
She sure is pretty.
It's hard to believe that, again, this, you know, get your kids out of the government high schools. This is yet another reason why you just need to get them out of the government schools. This girl goes to government school, and she graduated with a 3.5 GPA. This is one of the honor students at a government school. And here's what she had to say to a question asked the other night in the Miss Teen USA
pageant. Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have that, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should,
like such
our
as
education
and
over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our
I just don't know if I should be crying or laughing because our kids are in such a dire situation in these government schools. The kids in America don't know where America is because they don't have maps or something.
And something to do with Iran and...
Like, for sure, Mark.
South Africa.
For sure, totally. Oh, my God. But you're right. She is a looker. You just keep combing that hair, sweetie. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Want to